they do a lot of, you know, work on the outside of the space station as well. So they'll be coming back, and I'm going to be looking forward to the interviews that they give when they do get back. And we'll see. They should be, well, if they go up, the new crew's going up Saturday, and, you know, sometime during the next week, they should be coming back. So that's an interesting thing to follow, that's for sure. They've both been, you know, both those astronauts have been up there not only this time for 6 months. They themselves have been up there for 6 months at a time in the past. I think Sonny's been up there at least two times. She's the one now. She's got the ham license. When she goes up, she talks to schools down below and all. It's great. Any comments? It's getting a little late, and we have a couple more things to go through, but we could delay them to next week. They're not as important, that's for sure. This is WS2N for the SpaceNet Reporter. Any comments?
Yeah, WB2BXO.
WB2BXO. Sound good. You sound like you're coming through on RF. I know you're not, but how you doing, Frank?
Okay, very good. I'm glad it's working okay. Maybe I missed something. I thought one of the moon landings was actually successful, and they got some good pictures, no?
Yeah, that was the, there's two that we're talking about. IM-2, the one that was up there, no good, that one tipped over. But then the other one, about a week ago, a little bit longer than a week ago now, was the one by Firefly, and that's Blue Ghost, very successful. And that's sending back good science right now. Yeah, you're right. That one did good. And that was their first attempt by Firefly to do that. This other one that tipped over, that IM-2. One was the other one that tipped over as well. So, you know, they have not succeeded in a proper landing yet. And by the way, this last one, they've shut everything down. They're not going to get any other data from it. Batteries are not charging. Panel is facing the wrong way. So, you know, that one is tough. But yeah, so that's two. Now there's a third one that was launched, a month or so ago. That's still on its way to the moon. It's taking a real long way to get there. But that one's by Japan. And we'll see how they do. They should probably land in probably another month or so. Oh, correction, wait a minute. I think they said it's really going to take long. I think they said maybe as late as June. I'll have to check that out. So that'll be a third lander. Back to you, Frank.
Yeah, apparently these small uncrewed, as they call them now, the probes, take a long time because they don't do an escape velocity trajectory the way the crewed missions have to do it. That's interesting, and it'd be interesting to see what happens with the Starship fiasco, especially given the conflict of interest between, you know, we have a guy who owns the company, also has a lot to say about the FAA. It's kind of weird. Anyway, we'll see what happens with that. The WB2BFSO.
Big conflicts there. You can't have the fox watching the hen house. It's just ridiculous. But we'll see. I always say better days are coming. It's a tough time for all these different agencies, including NASA. They're trying to chop away at NOAA. I wonder if our frequency, my frequency, I always have programmed into these radios. For NOAA, every time there's a storm, I always put them on. I wonder if that's going to go. What are you going to do? The orbital mechanics and finances, you know, determine what kind of orbit and how long it takes to get to the moon. If you launch a crew, you know, you can't, you know, wandering around waiting for the vehicle to land on the moon. They want to get there as soon as possible, so, you know, you launch the Apollo missions or the future Artemis missions. They'll take 3 days, so 3.5 days to get to the moon. But, you know, if you launch a smaller craft, and, you know, like the one that successfully landed, it took, I think, it said 5 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks to get there. You know, what they would do is they would orbit the Earth, and every time they get to perigee, the low point, they would put the engines on a little bit, and each time they did that, they would get further and further, highly elliptical orbit, until eventually the moon would pick up the vehicle. So, you know, it's a less expensive way to do it than just blast it out of here and then using powerful engines to try to slow yourself down when you get to the moon. So that's one way. Now, Japan has chosen this other way, where they launched the vehicle and they're sending it out roughly about 1 million miles away, you know, 4 times the distance of the moon. And, you know, eventually it will slow itself down, slow itself down. And they didn't need any rocket engines to slow itself down. Now it gets pulled back by the gravity of the moon. And, you know, they can enter that moon atmosphere at a very slow rate. They don't really need much fuel or anything to slow themselves down to get into orbit. Use a little bit, but minimal. So that's the least expensive way to try to put something into lunar orbit. By the way, that was launched at the same time, same rocket that was on a SpaceX rocket with the Blue Ghost. Those two different companies, two vehicles, all launched on the same rocket. One took 5 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks to get there. The other one's going to take, you know, until I think late May or maybe June. That's the story with that. Put the fan on for the radio. Anyway, the other choice is IM2 did. They launched, I think it was 6 days tops, 6 days from launch to when they got to the moon. Now that, you know, that was, again, a SpaceX rocket, but that was the only, that was really the only payload. There was two other spacecraft that went with the two satellites that were supposed to orbit the moon as well, and that didn't work out. Those wound up tumbling in space, so they were a failure as well. Has to do with the size of the, you know, the vehicle that's going to land on the moon. It has to do with whether or not it's going to be people or not, you know, economics. You know, what's the cheapest way I could get to the moon? Do I need big, heavy, powerful rockets to slow down once I get to the moon? Or, you know. Anyway, over to you, Frank, and I'm looking at the clock. I ran out of time. Back to you, Vic. So, WS2N.
Okay, very good. I'll let you close down the net. That's really interesting. And we'll see what happens next week. 73, WB2BXO.
Looks like everybody that normally checks in didn't get fouled up with daylight savings time. It's getting better, by the way. I think I'm down to around half the clocks in my house I still do manually, but the other half managed to, you know, work by themselves. They're either getting a signal from Colorado, or they're picking it up off the internet. 73. For now, let me just turn it over to Roy. This has been Glenn for the Space Net Report for the TechNet, and we'll be back tomorrow night for ClubNet and Swap and Shop, followed by Newsline. Roy, over to you. AC2GS, WS2N.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do on the technical net and all you do for the club. We all appreciate it, and I especially appreciate it. And I appreciate everyone who participated tonight. I hope you had a fun time. I hope you learned a couple of things. I hope we amused you, and I hope you'll join us in future Sunday nights at 8 p.m. when we try and do this all over again. As for always, a couple of words of wisdom of people who have shuffled off this mortal coil. Dick K2IW would end most of his technical nets with the advice to be kind to each other. That's always good advice. And good old Epictetus had a quote, "It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows." So try and keep your mind open, but not so open that your brain slides out. Anyway, have a great week. Stay safe. Be well. And please come back and join me next Sunday night at 8 p.m. when we try and do this all over. This is AC2GS, and I am formally ending this particular issue of the Limark Technical Net, and I will be clear after I say, Slava Ukraini.
Guys, see you next week.
73, Charlie.
Repeater.